Just a quick overview of what happened Monday night.
This is Kevin. On Monday, Sean updated us on the results of the survey, which we'd all received via email and were able to study. And the vote was 4-1. Four of us voted that we did not want to proceed with consolidation due to the fact that the results of the survey weren't overwhelmingly positive. It was four of us, and then Sam was the dissenting vote. And we felt that in looking at the survey, it was 49%, this is Sandy Township results only, 49% in favor, 33% against, and 18% undecided. What wasn't printed in any of the print media that I've seen so far is we were originally supposed to have 450 people or thereabouts surveyed from the total of 450 from the municipalities. They only did 318. I think the total got pushed down a little bit, and then 80-some people, the first question was, are you familiar with consolidation? When they said no, the survey was terminated. We had expressed before that that we did not want that to be the case because they were registered voters, so we should, get their responses because a lot of people vote that are unfamiliar with the issues, so we wanted to know what the responses were. So that 49% that was in favor did not include those people. The survey then went on to say that Republicans were 13% more likely to vote no, and it said people that are more likely to vote are more likely to vote yes. And they did indicate that most of the people that were terminated were people that were less likely to vote. So I think that kind of summarizes what we were thinking. The four supervisors that voted to not proceed, we were hoping to see an overwhelming majority, like the city. They had 65% in favor, 20% against, and we were hoping for something more like that. That way we knew moving forward that it was something that would proceed. Our biggest concerns were we've already spent tens of thousands of dollars of the taxpayers' money on doing the consolidation study. The next step would be to hire a consultant for the Home Rule Charter, which was also going to be very expensive, and also the time commitment of our manager, the city manager, as well as everybody that would be on the committee with meetings probably biweekly for the next 8 months. So that's why, and that summarizes why we voted no.
Okay. And Kevin, just to be clear, if there would have been an overwhelming response of, yes, we are interested in this from the general population, would you have voted yes then?
100%. I firmly believe consolidation is the best thing for the area. I just didn't think we had the public support. We didn't get a great turnout either in person or electronically at the meeting for the results of the consolidation study. And prior to yesterday's article in the Courier, we had five, maybe six comments made since that study was completed. So it didn't seem like with the results of the survey that we had the public support behind it to continue to spend taxpayer dollars.
Sam, do you want to give the reason for the dissenting vote? Because clearly a lot of thought went into this on both sides. Talk about your side of things as well and maybe defend the continuation of doing this.
Well, clearly the survey, at the very bottom of the survey, the results say it was overwhelming support. I look at 49-33. That's an overwhelming support, and the polling company also came to that conclusion that we had overwhelming support for consolidation. And the 15% undecided, those get thrown out, so you don't worry about those. I mean, they could, half of them could vote for, half of them could vote against, later on. So now you still have overwhelming support. That's what the survey came down to. It did say that. It said, we have overwhelming support of the voters to continue consolidation. And I was initially against the survey anyway, because when we first decided to do a study back in 2020, it was my understanding we knew what the costs were going to be to do the study all the way to the very end. So it wasn't a point. If we were worried about the costs, then we should have not done anything about consolidation. I mean, it just seems like all of a sudden now we're worried about cost of the township, whereas it's going to cost us the township a lot more and higher fees and that probably if we don't consolidate. That's why my feelings were that the results were overwhelmingly for consolidation and to continue on. So that's just my opinion. That's what the printout I got that showed that.
Okay.
And this is Kevin. I agree with Sam. They did say that at the bottom of the their executive summary. But, and Sean can maybe jump in here a little bit for time frame if we need to. But when we had originally agreed to do the consolidation study, the only cost that I was made aware of was the cost of the study. Once the study was done and they were telling us what the plan to move forward would be is when they said that you do the home rule charter at the same time as the consolidation vote. And that's when I personally found out that we had to hire a consultant to do the home rule charter, and there would be another huge cost to the taxpayers prior to a vote. I thought that was coming after the vote, and I don't believe that was ever discussed with the supervisors until the end of the study when the consolidation company gave us the results. Do you remember anything differently, John?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. Brittany, this is Sean. One of the things that we hired the study, the firm to do the study and make a recommendation at the end of the day. Their recommendation was to proceed forward with a home rule charter and consolidate. That was that what they thought was the best avenue to move forward. After we looked at that, they we started looking at what kind of fees would be associated with coming doing the home rule charter, and there were consulting fees associated with that in the neighborhood of probably $50,000 to $100,000 that would have been split between the two municipalities.
If I could get a better maybe understanding of the home rule charter municipality, if somebody wants to jump in and explain exactly what that is and how it would be different from a consolidation.
Yeah, this is Sean Brittany, and I'll talk about a home rule charter just briefly. Right now, the township falls under the second class township code, which sets essentially our bylaws, our rules and regulations of how we can operate, sets certain limits on our taxation, allows us to do certain things, disallows us to do other things. Same with the city. The city falls under a third-class city code. Same thing with them. They're restricted by that code on what they can and can't do as far as operation of their government entity. The Home Rule Charter allows you to adjust that the rules and regulations to fit the needs of your community. So just a couple examples are you can cap how much taxation you can raise in a year. You could also increase taxes above what the third-class city and second-class township code allow you to. You could also look at raising the earned income tax and reducing the property tax, or whatever you felt was good for your community for operational purposes. So really just allows you to craft your own bylaws, rules, and regulations specific for your municipality.
And those get voted on by the tax. This is Kevin. Those get voted on by the taxpayers in the community. It's not something that the supervisors or the council sets. It's voted on by the community.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Brittany. And in addition to that, any time a change is made or warranted to that home rule charter, so that book of rules and regulations, it actually does require a vote by the electorate. So
this is Sam. So we're going to incur costs no matter what if we decide to do the home rule charter, and there's a chance that that could get voted down too. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, home rule charter will incur costs just because there's a lot of legal items that need reviewed and really need a consultant to carry through the process.
Now, if we did the consolidations, went through with that, we had the home rule charter, we decided to do the work for the home rule charter, then with that cost is going to be, we're going to have that. If it gets voted down, we could still use that information we gleaned from the study, from the consolidation process, that we wouldn't have to do that again. So,
if you went to a home rule charter in the future, you could, dust off the old one.
So it's not like we were going to waste money. If we're thinking about doing a home rule charter anyway, if we're going to go through the process of figuring it out, then my feelings are that it's not going to be a waste of the money. We're going to be able to use the information. If the consolidation would have gotten voted down, then we already did the study. We don't have to do another study, so it's a complete wash. So it's really not going to be spending the taxpayers' money extra.
This is Kevin. I think I disagree with that, because I think the home rule charter that you craft for a consolidated entity would be different than the home rule charter that you would craft for just a township. So I would think that although some of the basics might be the same, we'd still have to have consultants, because we need to tailor make that for our end users, which are the township residents, not the end users of a consolidated community.
All right. And I'd like to give all of you the chance to also talk about where do we go from here now that this has been voted to be to terminate any pursuit of a proposed consolidation. What would potentially happen next?
I think we all have different roles in this, Brittany. This is Sean. Different roles kind of moving forward. And I'll just talk about my role, and maybe Kevin and Sam can talk about what they see. But from my perspective, the Board of Supervisors instructed me to look into a home rule charter just for Sandy Township. So we're going to be doing some research on that process, see what kind of time process that would be, see what kind of costs are associated with that, and come up with some good information to present to the supervisors. Additionally, we've been holding off on a few things that we really need here, such as our vacancy of an engineer. We don't have an in-house engineer any longer since January. So one of the things we'll be moving forward with is going out, trying to hire an engineer to help us through this backlog of work we have here.
This is Kevin. One thing to add to Sean's load is we were looking at a building prior to the consolidation talks, because our building is not meeting our current needs. So we've told Sean that although the cost of building supplies are up, we can maybe still move forward with some feasibility with sizing of the building, some engineering costs for the building, and get that back on track as well.
This is Sam talking. The other avenue that's available, citizens could form have a citizen petition that could possibly be ready for this election time frame to do their own consolidation, and that's how they've done it in the past. Citizens you really don't need a lot of signatures to do that, to get it on the ballot, and that would bypass the supervisors and the city council altogether. If they wanted to do that, they could decide which form of government they would like to have the new entity be. So that is a possibility, and that could be something that our Sandy Township residents might want to look at, same as the Dubois residents. And there's help available to have that done also.
Anything that I didn't ask or anything that any of you would like to add?
Thing. I'd just like to thank the residents and everybody that's been involved in this process. You know, a lot of work went into this, and a lot of good thought from the supervisors to end up where we're at today. So I just want to thank everybody that's been involved.